The best one yet.
Welcome.
Here we are.
There's 19 people here in the studio.
Four. Count them.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six. Eight. Nine. Ten.
11.
12. 13. 14. 15.
Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling, everyone.
I didn't say base 10.
Oh.
You're the...
We got Adam base 10 Bosa.
Oh.
Hey. He's the tallest guy in the room.
Evan's statements always have to do with height. And Adam's height is average.
Oh.
Adam is the light.
You heard him here. Not first, but right before me. It was Johnny Fabrizio.
Yeah. And he would know that. Am I right? Come on, man.
Come on.
He's the last train out of Scotland.
If you asked him nicely, he would talk into all of our mics.
Damn. And Mike isn't here, but Evan certainly is.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah.
Looks like he's about to go record with Phil Phillips.
Yeah?
With a name that looks like his face, the Max Jaxter brings us all to our knees.
Forgot about the Max Jaxter.
Evan's out of shits to give, but he does have a rat's ass.
Is that what your ass sounds like?
Is that what a rat ass fart sounds like?
Dude, you may never know. Goodness gracious.
There's one other guy here. Someone else introduce him.
I feel like it might be Anthony.
Can we confirm? Can we get a confirmation on that?
Mike says it's Anthony.
I'm drinking lean.
Oh, that's Anthony.
Mike talked about him.
Oh, he's in it. I honestly, he's here. It's Anthony.
He's more of a hint than a clue.
Welcome to Hawaiian Feeling, everybody. The only podcast that you can listen to with or without your dog. And that's just the way it is.
This is also the first podcast to have weird channels for everybody.
That's true.
Six and
nine
are really strange
exclusively.
Today.
We got some fucked up tech here.
Yeah, if you guys want any insights on like how like the tech aspect of our podcast,
listen to a separate podcast. Yeah, Hawaiian Feeling Tech.
Okay, yeah, but here's just like a preview of what it'd be like. We're in like channels 1, 4, 5, 6 today.
If you want to know how
we have a roundup podcast.
Go to the tech talk.
Hawaiian Feeling Tech.
The Roundup was the name of my high school newspaper.
Weekly Roundup.
Damn.
The weekly roundup.
I think it was probably monthly. I don't think kids tried that hard on it.
Did you contribute, Adam?
No.
Damn.
I was a contributing reader.
Oh, shit. Does that count as being a contributor to a newspaper?
They needed us to read it.
No, they did not.
I guess they're
free newspaper.
I guess credit was mainly.
It's the roundup. That's the idea.
Damn.
It's a rodeo roundup.
We were the Broncos, so I guess there's kind of a...
There you go.
Ranch theme?
Ranch, huh?
You think that's good? We were the Huskies, and our paper was called The Correspondent.
No. No, wasn't it called The Doggy Correspondent?
It should have been.
Funny Doggy
been called The Bark Bark Newspaper. Mush.
Bark to the drawing board.
My mascot was a hornet, and our newspaper was called The Bug.
The Bug?
No.
What is that bug?
I don't remember what.
What's a buzz
called
in the halls of here?
It might have been called The Weekly Buzz.
What's a buzz in the halls here? We should talk to the listeners.
Here, I have a question. Listeners, have you seen any weird bugs this winter yet? Are they all dead?
Listeners,
answer that question right now.
Winter bugs are so weird.
Listeners, are you ready for another entirely bug-related podcast episode? I don't think anyone
another
is.
Mostly bug-related.
And really you saw some weird bugs when you were in the tropics.
I fucking definitely
What was
did.
The weirdest bug you saw?
Probably a lizard.
That's a pretty weird bug.
Oh, wow. Close.
I don't know, man. The bugs were all like wearing little Hawaiian shirts.
Whoa.
Were they listening to Hawaiian Feeling?
Yeah, definitely. No, I saw a lot of big, scary bugs. But guess what? Not a single bug on the ship. There was no bugs, no nothing.
Wow.
Well, the ships are insane. Well, because like when you think about a ship,
rats.
A sailing ship. Yeah, you think of like rats.
I'm thinking about a ship right now.
I think about strats.
I think about being strapped for cash.
I have a cool
straps for cash.
You know that band Rat? Rat straps.
They all being strapped for cash.
Straps to their for cash.
Yeah, I think about gats for cash, which means I rob a store.
Damn.
But
did you watch Gattaca on the ship?
I did watch Lockup a lot, which probably some of those people used to be strapped with gats. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Strapped
for cash, strapped with a gat. It's all one and the same.
Definitely not strapped for gats, though.
I got a lot of
plenty of gats.
But
tell that to the militaries.
Yeah, dude. Like I was in areas where there was like. Where, like, you would think in, like, the deep crew areas you would see some kind of vermin or maybe you would be suspicious of a rat or something like that. The ships are... Because of the nature of cruise ships and what they are, there are entire teams devoted to defying that. And, like, there are... I would go ahead and contest that there is almost no vermin at all on the ship.
It'd be a real problem if there were, though.
Exactly.
Actually, yeah.
it would be noticeable.
If there's just one, it actually couldn't mate.
That's true.
Hey, nature always finds a way.
Hey, nature
that's
always
extremely
wins.
Extremely interesting.
Nature, don't worry about it.
That's nature, colon, don't worry about it.
Nature, strapped for strats.
Nature, colon, shit happens. Nice.
I don't know, man. Chicken happen.
Whoa.
Wow.
Dude, fucking for sure. But yeah, dude, ships are funny, man.
Dude.
People are funny. You don't even know about the ship.
You ever go to the brig?
I've seen the brig.
Was there anyone in the brig?
I
want to
know.
You
have you ever seen the brig?
No, have you?
You ever go
tell
to
me
the,
about
bug?
The brig?
Was there anyone in
the
brig?
Who was in the brig?
Was there a bug on the
there
brig?
There was a guy who was arrested on the ship for like doing an insane fight in the middle of like everything.
Did, but they did have, like, cops? Like, did he just have to like spend the night there?
The security. And they're... a lot of security personnel are actually former cops.
Right. How many of them are there?
Lots. Oh, my God. Like, security is a huge department.
They have, like, the right to lock somebody up in the brig.
Do they have the right to remain silent?
You know it. They're the silent team of Avengers.
Are they strapped with gats?
Fuck, no. I didn't see any guns on the ship. However, I did see a lot of people with guns guarding everything in Jamaica.
But who watches the Watchmen?
Oh, I feel like I've been asked that shit before.
I'm guessing.
Did you watch the Watchmen on the ship?
Mm. Not once. What were you guessing at, Evan?
Mm. Did you guess the ending of Watchmen before it happened?
No.
You figured it out?
Johnny, can I get a sip of that Red Bull, dude?
It's gone.
Oh, fuck.
You just wanted a tall boy.
I wanted a big can for the listeners.
Whoa.
I wanted to crinkle it before their very ears.
Weird bug.
Anybody have anything they want to fucking talk about?
Well, Christmas is coming up. What are y'all going to be for Halloween this year?
This is an old podcast, guys.
We've had this one.
This was recorded before the boat. Sorry about my last ship contract two years
ago. Archival episode.
Damn.
What day is it today? It's October 9th.
Yeah, so what are you guys going to be for Halloween?
October 9th.
This year and next year.
I was thinking about, for Halloween, I was thinking about becoming Saddam Hussein because, like, he's big in the news right now.
Becoming him.
Wait, you don't become people when it's Halloween?
I'm a method Halloween.
I thought the whole point of Halloween is you become another person.
That's kind of the whole point.
Johnny, your 6th birthday is coming up.
I know. I hope that... like, maybe get a Game Boy, finally.
Yeah, right?
Fucking would be
God,
chill.
Mom.
The hell's the deal with Monica Lewinsky, man?
This is, like, the cool episode where you find out we've all been doing the podcast since 95.
So many years.
It's been a long time.
It's crazy. Windows 95. Wow.
How about it? We cut our teeth on, like, 20 years of podcasting before we started releasing them.
I'm a veteran, guys.
That's why the tech is so good.
tech changes. You can't keep
can't
up
keep
with
up
it.
With the tech.
The old stuff doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. Can I talk about something briefly related to the music industry?
Tip tat.
Yeah, we'll all just like fuck off for a bit.
Tip for tat, man.
Tip for tat.
I was talking to my girlfriend's roommate, Julia Steiner. Shouts out to you.
Julia Steiner.
Group Rat Boys.
Shouts out!
I was.
You asked us.
I was talking to her about how funny it is that, like, in music, because she was frustrated about, like, trying to get attention, for her group, like on the internet and stuff like that. And I was talking about how funny it is that like ways to get attention keep changing as a band. And like how if you asked me 4.5 or 5 years ago, how like my goal, like my immediate goal as a musician, I would have told you in earnest, very earnestly, that it would be getting a lot of attention on MySpace. And that is insane to me that like at one point that was like, well, MySpace had a record label.
Yeah. Did they really?
Yeah, MySpace Records, dude. I'm not kidding.
Well, it's like
who's on there?
Fuck. I can look it up on Wikipedia while we're talking.
At that point, it was like having a lot of Facebook likes. It's a pretty reliable metric of how popular you are.
Yeah. It's bananas.
5 years ago, I would never have guessed that like playing a punk show in Russia would get Pussy Riot so big.
Kind of.
Because now everyone listens to their music.
Yeah, totally.
You're not wrong, dog.
Yeah, no, but it is.
What's your favorite Pussy Riot album?
Oh, probably the one where they got arrested.
Is that the band? That was them, right?
They were called Pussy Riot.
I've never listened to them, though.
Me neither.
I can't believe I'm looking up MySpace records. Oh, I found it immediately.
Who was on the label?
Here I am looking at it. I'm looking at their roster. I have current artists and former artists.
Current?
I know. Apparently they're...
Gotta hear about this.
All right, well, let me do former artists first.
Okay.
I'm just going to read them off. There are only a few real notables.
Alumni.
Yeah, the alumni. MySpace Records. First, Hollywood Undead.
Remember them? Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they were a big MySpace
presence.
They were
like the hip-hop Slipknot.
Why don't
they
you get
literally the
to the real notables?
What do you like better, hip-hop or Slipknot?
I'm going to go ahead and say definitely hip-hop.
Me too. As a whole, yeah, probably.
Jeremy Green? Who the fuck is that? Mm. Christina Milian?
Milian.
Oh, Milian.
Who is that?
She's popular today.
Is she?
Yeah.
She was on MySpace.
She's in Pussy Riot.
Jordan with a Y, Taylor. Matty-O.
Sounds like two winners of American Idol put together.
Quite literally does.
Matty-O.
Okay, Matty-O. Here's a guy I've actually seen live at when I went to Lollapalooza.
Elton John.
Mickey Avalon.
Oh.
Remember his ass?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, the Jane Fonda. Dude used to be a male prostitute. That's real. Probably fueled a lot of his music. Nico Vega.
Lou Bega.
Lou Bega.
Lou Bega.
Here's a funny one. Pennywise.
Oh,
put
weird.
Out a release through MySpace Records.
But they were popular long before MySpace.
They were a bigger deal before, but they must have just put out a release with them. Again. Probably just hoping to stay relevant.
They were a pop punk band, right?
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pennywise puts
out. Pop punk was like the big thing on MySpace music for a while.
Like proto pop punk, though.
Well, they Johnny was also like
90s kind of.
There was like Probot.
I didn't use MySpace for music at all.
I didn't either.
I genuinely loved finding new bands on MySpace. I thought it was so fun. Like because it was the most direct line of communication.
I would just see people who had MySpace accounts with bands playing while I was on their account.
Yeah.
And like it was always like pop punk.
It's so funny how that it was. Well, at that point when MySpace started to become really big for music, it was a mix of like pop punk and electronic music. So you hear a lot of like pop punk bands trying to add like little electronic flourishes to their music. The rest are mostly unnotable. I mean, there's Polysix, Sherwood.
I know them. I know Polysix.
Yeah.
That was the first one I've known.
Poly with S-I-C-S?
S-I-C-S, yeah.
What is that band?
They're like good
Japanese, right?
But I think they're like all like a New York Japanese band.
They're a really well-rounded band.
Yeah, like, whoa.
From around the world.
Round.
Sherwood? Does anyone know Sherwood?
That's where
that's
the forest. Yeah, where Robin
Forest can't be signed to a record.
Forest of Nottingham.
I got fired.
Redwood Forest.
I was fired from MySpace for signing a forest.
Like I said, that's the craziest business mistake you could make. Here's a funny one. Carly Rae Jepsen, auteur of Call Me Maybe.
There we go.
Dirt Nasty, who is a rapper who raps with Riff Raff sometimes, and also Mickey Avalon. A band called Set to Fall. Don't know about that. I'm looking down, and there's a lot of like MySpace Records compilations that have way more noticeable bands.
Why are you looking down on those?
I don't mean to. Dude,
be looking up to
these compilations are funny. Yeah. Like first track is AFI, and then there's like a Say Anything and a Fall Out Boy and Dashboard song.
Is that like an A to Z?
Yeah.
AFI.
It's a who's who.
I bet it was just songs that were really popular across all profiles on MySpace, and they would just ask if they could put their song on a compilation.
I bet. It's probably true. Guys, this is amazing. This is the current artists. I don't know any of these groups. Adventure Galley.
All right, if
galley
you listen,
like a ship galley.
If you listen to our or are in Adventure Galley, give us like a rating on iTunes.
Hit us up.
Amazing.
We'll put your record out.
We'll sign you.
Yeah.
This next band was
Garbage
this
records.
Next band was actually a winner of a contest called Rock the Space.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
what year? This when was this contest? It does not say. Call the
happened.
Cops.
Nice. Call the cops.
I like it.
If you want us to play your full album on a bonus episode of Hawaiian Feeling, hit us up.
We should sponsor Call the Cops.
How many people are currently on MySpace Records, would you estimate, just from looking at the list?
I'm looking now and it's 6.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That the former artist was it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, very
weird.
Small label.
Yeah.
Kate Vogel, which sounds just like a girl I went to high school with. I'm looking at
Might
her.
Be.
I'm actually looking at her on Wikipedia right now.
Sounds familiar.
She's an American singer-songwriter who definitely is holding her belly in this profile picture on Wikipedia.
Holding her belly? She must be pregnant.
She looks like an American Idol winner.
Oh.
Seems shitty. going back, we're talking about huge hit makers like Miko. Disco Curtis.
Guys, I'm looking at the list too, and the New Radicals is on here.
New Radicals.
Yeah. Zendy Yukoni. And
wow.
That's it.
He's not on the list
Zendy
I'm looking
Yukoni?
At.
Yukoni?
It's literally Zendy Yukoni.
Zendy Yukoni.
But Evan, I wanted to piggyback off something you were saying earlier about fucking, like, now a good, like, able. A good way to tell.
Like a good pirated version of Ableton.
Yeah, definitely. Is if they have like a lot of likes and activity on their Facebook.
Yeah.
If you look at artists that were like still big and like have been for many years that just have not crossed over well to Facebook. Like, are you familiar with the songwriter Ron Sexsmith, the Canadian one?
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's like a big guy. He's like in Rolling Stone still, like to this day. Doesn't do very well on Facebook.
Wait,
same with like Spoon.
The argument you're trying to make is that a guy who has been in the Rolling Stones forever.
No,
you think it's
no,
weird?
No, not the
not
band.
The band right?
Oh, amazing. Okay.
Like he gets pressed from like big names, but like also bands that were big in the MySpace era have crossed over terribly to Facebook.
Yeah,
and I
but also
it's
because
so funny.
Yeah, bands that were Facebook big 10 years ago might not be people that might not like them anymore.
Well. Case against that is like Spoon. Like I saw Spoon post a status the other day, like 30 likes, and I was like, I get more than that. And Spoon is still a big band that like sells out venues.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know.
It's
well, how
funny.
Old? How old is their fan base?
Probably now, genuinely, like in their late 20s, 30s. So probably don't go on Facebook very
They're
much.
Now genuinely.
Whereas bands that pop up on Facebook now, like all their fans are like teenagers.
Right.
Right. So if you want to be big with teenagers, the internet is the place for you.
There you go. There you go. Call the cops.
Take that.
We cracked Shoot. This nut for you wide open.
Zendy Yukoni.
You go, dude.
Zendy.
Fucking Disco Curtis. Should we do what we did for Paula by Robin Thicke with like a Call the Cops EP?
Yeah, sure.
No. I won't listen to it. And I'll just have to pretend to be the cop this time.
Call me the cops.
It's me.
Paula hasn't been back on the podcast in a while.
No.
Not since we did that
away.
Episode.
Damn, she got away.
She's like the one that got away.
She is the one that got away.
It's so crazy that Robin Thicke broke up with her and then wrote an album.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how wistful Robin Thicke's eyes get when he talks about Paula as the one that got away? Like him just like, damn.
I think I heard him refer to her as that in an interview.
No fucking way.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
What is he doing now?
I don't know. I watched
He's
this.
Probably just like getting like tons of
like
residuals
did
stuff.
Paula herself
royalties
ever
all
talk
the time.
About the record?
I don't think so. I am pretty confident that nothing
I'm
ever
sure.
came of that whatsoever.
I'm sure she's talked about it with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
probably.
Like, yeah, this sucks.
She talked about it here on the podcast.
Yeah, but then she went away.
She was like, that song's
true.
Still madly crazy. I don't know about
still
that.
Still madly crazy.
She told Robin she was still madly crazy for him, too.
Damn, and they've been dating ever since.
Madly crazy at him.
Yeah.
Just
she's
madly
crazy,
crazy,
mad,
crazy
at him.
Mad at him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that backwards. She was,
wait.
She's crazy mad at him.
I'm starting to feel crazy mad.
Yeah?
I'm crazy mad.
Yeah, dude. I mean, fuck. We have a lot of questions.
All right. Are any of them like straight hitting the essence right into the nut?
What? What are you saying?
Like, do any of them beat around the bush? Because they can beat it.
Damn. I'm going to go ahead
and
say,
call the cops.
I'm going to go ahead and say none of these beat around the bush.
All right.
Good.
I'm sure some of these will have us talking for a while because sadly I got to put a time limit on this podcast.
Okay.
Snip, snap.
This question is from Tim. Shouts out Tim Monroe.
Big Tim.
Sure, he's fine with me saying this. Got a 5-hour boner. Should I consult a doctor? And if so, which kind?
Does 5 hours mean he's had it for 5 hours? Or does that mean it's like this, like...
Oh, like it looks like on his body.
A few degrees
like a
from down.
Like it's at
that's
5 o'clock.
That'd be so cool if he drew a clock around his dick and depending on how hard he was, it would say the time.
You'd to draw like...
Or is it 5 o'clock?
Side view of a clock.
Or is it 5 o'clock from where he's face, like if I were to say like Anthony...
You might be talking about 5
Adam,
o'clock.
You know, Adam is at your 11 o'clock right now.
I think he's talking about 5 o'clock shadow.
Like he's got a 5 o'clock shadow on his.
Yeah,
pubes?
Dude. Those are just little hairs that you could.
My advice to Tim is just shave it if you want or not.
Yeah, shave it.
Damn.
No doctors, just shave it.
You can have a doctor shave it if you want.
Lay off the boners, Tim.
Imagine if you could go to the doctor to get a shave.
Hey, can you just what? That was hilarious. Shave for me. Yeah, dude. Oh, so we all agree he should consult a doctor, right?
Yeah,
just to get a shave.
Yeah, just for the shave.
If he wants a doctor to shave it, that's fine. But
doctors are great shavers.
Yeah. Damn,
they are
amazing. dude, fucking yeah. I think when it comes to kind of doctors, he should see. Like, do you go see a urologist?
Barber.
A barber.
I'd call that a kind of doctor.
See a doctor for a show. A barber. Okay, big debate. Is a barber a kind of doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
a barber makes your body a little bit better.
But hairs,
and then they go to medical school.
Hair's already dead.
For the reason that they make your body a little bit better and that they go to medical school.
They all have to, like, you should read some of their dissertations sometime. Like, barber's doctorates.
He didn't have good hair, but he's got good hair now.
Yeah.
What else can we categorize as almost doctors?
Barbers are not almost doctors.
I would call them almost doctors.
I would say
cooks are almost doctors.
If they cook human. Veterinarians.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Almost doctors.
That's sad.
Depends on who you ask.
Baseball players.
Yeah, well,
football players.
That's true.
Astronauts. Presidents.
Presidents are all doctors. Actually, weird twist. Presidents are all knights. That's just true.
Presidents are all night, too.
Are you talking about the Beatles?
I'm all right.
The twist?
Damn.
Twisty.
Oh, by the way, can we talk about the fact that some people don't think dentists are doctors?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Who?
Why do people think that?
Who?
They're definitely doctors.
Who thinks that?
Fucking numbskulls.
Do they think they're almost doctors?
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're not really a doctor. They're a dentist.
Or maybe they're like MDs.
DDS.
Instead of...
It's just medical doctors trying to start shit with dentists.
Well, no, because being an MD is, like, different from being something else. I don't know a lot about this. Rajiv hit us up.
Doesn't MD actually stand for master doctor?
Doesn't it actually?
Yeah, doesn't it actually?
Magnanimous
doctor.
Well, Tim, I feel like we've answered your question adequately.
Yeah, and if you get bored, read a magazine. There's just an extra tip for you.
Yeah, hang out in the waiting room first.
If you're ever bored, read a mag.
Yeah, dude, hooligan mag. That's a joke only I know. Fucking definitely go see a doctor. And if you were to see a type of doctor, see a barber.
Almost doctor.
I disagree that he should definitely see a doctor. I think he could just shave it himself.
Got a 5-hour boner.
Hey, we heard that question. Oh, wait.
Thanks for writing in, Tim.
Thanks. Yeah, you weird fucker. This next question is from Anonymous, but I think the question is going to tell us who it is. Would you kiss Jason Shapiro? The question is from a guy named Jason Shapiro, guys.
That's not anonymous.
No. Yeah, he fucked up.
I don't think so.
Would I? Do you want me to show a picture of him and then you guys can say whether or not you want to kiss him?
No, I've already decided.
Jason.
Johnny, have you answered?
No, I have not answered yet.
I have to think about this.
My answer is
Anthony, you're Jay's son.
Jason?
Do not call me Jerry's son.
I said you're Jay's son.
Jason?
No, we're talking about Jason Shapiro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Who's your pyro? Because I know Jason Shapiro.
Who's your pyro?
That's pretty good.
Who's your pyro?
Who's your favorite pyro?
Who's your peer, though?
Thanks for the question, Jason. Next question.
Damn. Okay, yeah. I just don't think we're going to kiss you, Jason. This next question.
Good try.
Is from Ava, participant in the Lucky Guess Spelling Bee. Hello, Ava. Hey, it's Ava.
Hey, Ava.
Thanks. Do the deaf visualize an interpreter? Wait, hold on. Oh, yeah. Do the deaf visualize an interpreter when they think? Similarly to how the hearing think in words and phrases.
There was an Ask Reddit about this recently, and a lot of people were saying that deaf people, if they know how to sign, that they visualize hands making shapes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
People confirmed that?
Yeah. A pretty good number of people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, we answered your question.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. So that act. Oh, and then they said happy podcasting.
There you go.
Thanks, Ava.
Not the deaf people. Ava said that.
Learn.
That is here. Actually terribly interesting.
Yeah.
You know, fun fact. I once got. Well, this story actually needs a little bit of context. I, for years, was a bit hard of hearing. Because I could not hear out of my right ear for a very long time.
Okay.
Well, I went to a pediatrician as a child doctor, right?
Yeah.
I went to a pediatrician.
Almost a doctor.
Yeah. If you work on kids, you're not quite a doctor. Kids aren't people.
Young
let's
doctor.
Just, let's just establish that right here. Kids.
Oh, this was a kid doctor.
He was a 10-year-old doctor.
Those are not pediatricians.
It was a children's hospital. Don't you know what that means?
Rule for being a pediatrician is that you have to be younger than 18.
Very chill. But there was, apparently for a very long time, because it was so thick and so, like, black, I got to see it. There was a blockage of just all kinds of things that was between the passage from my right ear to my nose. And it also apparently been a cause for why I got so many ear infections as a kid.
How did they take it out?
And it was a bug, right?
Well, it was a surgery. I had a surgery on my ear where they went in there and they fucking, like, pulled it. They showed it to me. They put it in a bag and showed it to me. But that was just the way I thought I could hear, and that's apparently why I was also such a loud kid.
How long?
That's true.
And yeah, no, I know. It's just funny.
How long was it in your ear for?
Until I was, it must have been, I don't remember if it was the fifth or sixth grade. Might have been the sixth grade. So I was about 10 or 11. And I remember I failed the hearing test. And everyone in school made fun of me for failing the hearing test. And I was so sad. I was genuinely sad. And they were just like, yeah, what's up, deaf boy? And I was like, fuck you. It was terrible. However,
saying fuck you in fifth and sixth grade?
You're just figuring it out.
I do have another story about failing when I was... not failing. I do have another story about swearing when I was a kid, which basically is failing. Don't cuss. I posted a status when I was on the ship the first time. There was like, I think it's incredible that people have adapted so well to so many different kinds of physical situations over the years. Like, there's all kinds of adaptations to things. And I watched, like, we had an improv show on the ship, and there are interpreters that are on the ship that come and interpret things if there are deaf people in the audience that have requested an interpreter for the show, which is a thing. And I watched these interpreters, like, basically translate an improv show just, like, off the fly, on the fly, for deaf people. And, like, it was funny to see the link. It wasn't funny. It was beautiful. It was cool to see the link between, like, us making up stuff off the top of their heads and then like interpreters interpreting all that frenzy and craziness, and then actually watching the link happen to other people in a way that I wasn't used to, mm-hmm. in a way that was less direct. And I was like, wow, how incredible that that's a thing. And a person who I will not name,
Jason Shapiro.
It was fucking Jason Shapiro.
Jason again.
A person who I will not name, who is hard of hearing and is also a very big active social justice person on the internet, basically said this status is gross. And I was like, is it gross? Like, I definitely don't have any bad intentions.
Yeah, like, I totally agree with you. Like, trying to deal with like people adapting to their physical situations, like, it is not easy being this hot, people.
I mean, come on.
That's incredible.
Come on.
I basically said,
are you laying down the wires again?
All the wires are over here. I'm not going to lay down on the wires because that would be
just around.
It'd be a little bad. So someone said your status was gross.
And there were a lot of people who were feeling what I was saying and be like, yeah, like it is a pretty interesting to see the cognition actually happening in a less direct way than what we were doing before. There's all kinds of different ways to communicate things, and it's interesting to see it happening.
Maybe all of the letters on the left side spelled out like vomit, and that's why they thought it was gross.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking totally gross. It was an acrostic poem.
Oh, well, there you go. So you already know why they said it was gross.
Yeah, dude. But then they're basically like, I get what you're saying, and I get that your intentions are good, but I think the whole way you're going about this is totally gross. And I was like, I don't think it's gross. Message me if you have an opinion on this, because I'm not trying to have a public thing on this status. And I did, and guess what?
What?
We settled it. It was the only time in my life it's ever been settled.
Why did they think it was gross?
I'll never know. I think they just thought that I was dehumanizing and being condescending and ableist towards people
you didn't
who
have
are
like
deaf, which is not true. And it's like absolutely 100% not true. Yeah. That's not what that was about. I don't know why I told the story about me not being able to hear. I told that to this person via message. But anyway, that's that tale.
But it is a tale from the crypt.
That's
tall tar, tall tale.
That's genuinely.
So, I don't know, man. It sounds kind of like a tall tale to me.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a tall.
That's
seat.
A tale from the crypt, because I would not kiss Jason Shapiro because he is dead. Gross.
He's a rocket from the crypt.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Whoa.
Isn't that a fucking band, dude? Yeah.
What don't you like? Death is right up there on the top of my list. Dislike it.
I don't like crypts.
Crypt.
I love the vibe of a good crypt. Johnny, what do you not like, man?
I don't like bricks.
There we go.
Bricks?
No, I like bricks. I don't like
bricks,
too.
He doesn't like the character from Anchorman, Brick.
I don't like the character from Anchorman, Brick.
Damn. He doesn't like Anchorman characters.
I've always hated Anchorman characters. next question?
Yeah, sure. Is it like a Bruce Almighty Anchorman question?
Didn't we make an Anchorman joke earlier?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
Ugh, it's fine. This question's from Charlie. Charlie. Hello, Charlie, friend
Charlie.
Of the show.
Brock down.
Charlie. Not Brock down. Different guy.
That's a different guy. Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
There's more than one dude here.
There's got to be more than that.
What did you do right when you woke up?
Oh.
Yikes.
Oh, So last night, I can't remember if I've talked about this before, but I used to, No, I haven't talked. I'm getting confused.
Glad we got to hear that whole process.
I'm glad you guys got to sit with me while
it's really interesting
out.
Being able to see the thinking happen.
It's real weird. Years ago, I used to do a thing where I would keep a dream journal and I would just leave my computer open and sort of at the ready with a blank like Word document next to my bed for when I woke up.
But then I tried
to do that.
Too many pop-ups. Is that
too
why
many
you pop-ups.
Too many ads.
My dreams have so many ads in them.
I felt like I should be paid to write these streams down. Too much direct product references.
Damn.
Damn.
So
but
anyway.
Did you do it like again?
No. I tried to do it this morning and then it didn't happen. So the first thing I did when I woke up is I leaned over and picked up my computer and tried to think really hard and I couldn't remember any dreams.
But then you just wrote like, fuck you, Evan. Why can't you remember your dreams?
This is a dumbass idea. And then I got up.
That's depressing, dude.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing you did?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the first thing I did. I had a very hard time getting up this morning.
Wow.
Super hard. I woke up like a little before noon, and that's very rare in this day and age for me.
Legs broken?
The Holocene era.
Oh, the first thing I did this morning was I got out of Molly's bed, and I moved through the hall, and I made I didn't make it. I sliced myself a slice of homemade banana bread.
Would you say if we were at their apartment right now, that you would have been abuzz in the halls here?
That's a good way of putting it, Adam.
All right.
Or would you have been a buzzkill?
I totally would have been a buzzkill because I look like shit.
Well, I would have been a busybody.
You know it's rough when you look so shitty you kill everyone's buzz.
What?
You said you'd have been a buzzkill because you looked so shitty.
You're a buzzkill.
That was
just
your premise.
Looking shitty.
That's amazing.
God, he just walked in here.
God, that's tough.
Not even drunk
right
anymore because they're so ugly.
Shitty. You're killing my buzz.
Was that? Oh yeah. I've turned on a podcast. I forget which one. But that's what I do, and then I turn on a light, and then ooh, when I sit up, I turn on the higher light, which is
the big
daylight color.
Boom.
And it's a little beautiful morning. So.
Damn. That sounds cool.
That sounds chill.
You sure you don't remember what podcast, bro?
It was one of two, but I don't like, it was Hawaiian Feeling.
Hey.
Yeah.
Was it?
No, I'm just not going to. Say the name of a rival podcast on our podcast.
Damn,
it's like writing down Coca-Cola in your dream journal.
Didn't do it.
That's a good point, Johnny. What about you, man?
I rolled out of bed,
stole Evan's dream journal, and read it.
Went to the bathroom, took a shower, and then started working. Wow! I got an early meeting.
Nice.
Morning.
How early?
Not that early. 9 a.m.
Oh, 9 a.m. Zero hour.
Hey.
9 a.m.
0 100 hours.
I have advice for you, Evan.
You have advice for me?
I have, yeah.
You gotta
start smoking.
that's what I'm talking about.
Damn, true smoker over here.
So I think everyone should play at least a half. Here's advice for everyone, really.
Okay.
I think everyone should play at least a half an hour of video games before they go to sleep every night because it just takes your mind off of anything real, and all of your dreams are so much more enjoyable.
Is that
and
right?
I think it gives you a more relaxed night. The last time I did it, I just like played a little bit of like some Dragon Quest, one of the Dragon Quests before I went to sleep. I don't remember which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
And like in the game, I went to a fairy world. And in my dream, I went to a fairy world.
Yeah.
Nice. It was great.
Yeah.
And I hear people all the time being like, oh, I dreamed about work.
Right. That sucks.
I never dream about work. Ugh.
Yeah.
Do you dream about computers?
No, I had a scary dream last
computers?
Night where I got like, you know, like drones, like the quadricopters people buy, and like,
yeah.
I had a dream that I got.
Was that a drone impression?
I had a dream that got stuck on one, and it was like taking me way up above Chicago, and I was like, give me that.
That's cool.
That is kind of cool.
Let me know.
I have a dream, like a goal, about a drone, because I think
a goal,
like. Flying a drone.
Drone goal.
Like getting into bed and flying a drone. Because some of them automatically fly back to you when they're on low battery. To me, that is like real life astral projection. Because they have a camera on them. You can see.
That's
from
unbelievable.
Imagine just like going to sleep in Manhattan and being like, oh, I'm just going to get in bed and like go to the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like that?
Go to the Brooklyn Bridge.
Hey, back in my day,
slice a New York pizza with your drone.
Oh shit, we're gonna have a question that sort of requires something like that soon.
Hang on,
but first let's get this out.
Yeah, but first, back to drones.
Sure,
because I'm not ready to move on from drones. I was flying my Charlie's dad's drone. He has like a little drone that's like I guess like 5 by 5 inches from bird's eye view. And
can you mount a GoPro on that drone?
There's a camera built in.
There it is.
And I was flying it, and I accidentally flew it at me, and like all the propellers were like hitting me, and it was hurting.
Oh.
And so I was like trying to get it off me, but also like I just didn't have the wherewithal to like turn it off. So it took a lot longer than it was supposed to, and it hurt, and I broke one of the propellers because, and there's like a replacement, so it's no big deal.
Bummer.
But if you ever fly a drone at yourself, damn, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes.
Yeah,
you have
and
to.
And comment on Hula Garbage.
Do a shot.
Hit us up.
Lick a shot,
lick
man.
Lick a shot.
Make sure you buy a beer.
Lincolnshire.
Make sure you buy a beer.
This question is from Dale.
Dale.
It's going to be quick.
Dale.
Everyone be nice to Dale. Have we met?
Yep.
Nope.
Yes.
All right, moving on.
Thanks,
We've
Dale.
All met Dale except for me.
Only at
and
Dawn.
Honestly, I'm not sure I will.
You might,
but you might not.
Might not.
Should go see a stand-up, bruh.
This question is from Adam.
Not this
Adam. Not me, because I know it all.
Yeah, shout out to Adam.
Know it all.
Big ups.
My question is, period, he wrote.
Nice, that's good.
Good start.
Where's the best place to shoot a rap video where you can eat pizza? However, I should say you can eat pizza in many places.
Almost yeah, like, anywhere.
Is it somewhere you can be served pizza by the people that's, representing who made it?
That's sort of what I'm thinking he means. We can't let this get into another Kenny situation.
Yeah.
So let's interpret.
I would say like my apartment because I make pizza. Some other people make pizza.
Yeah, and I would say like my apartment.
Yeah, because you may make pizza.
I'm going to answer both ways. I'm going to say
Epcot.
Let's both answer both ways.
One answer would be space.
You should do it in
like
space.
Film it in space?
Yeah.
In a Bugatti?
Or in a Bugatti. In a cathedral?
In a Bugatti in a cathedral.
Oh, shit. In space.
Damn.
In a tetrahedron.
That's a good point. But what about the other answer?
Other answer, maybe, I don't know.
Like a hexahedron?
Trying to think of a real cool place where I've ordered and eaten pizza.
Both?
Well, yeah, because it's... I thought the other requirement was it had to be like...
Oh,
like
Eden like there.
Yeah.
It had to be like a pizza Eden.
A place of pizza consumption.
Have we mentioned Eden before
the
on the
pizza
podcast?
Knowledge. Pizza. Yeah, last podcast. Eden was where I would go to if I had to pack it all up and go somewhere else.
That's right.
Duh.
Evan, have you thought of a place?
I don't know. Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
Can it be in the past?
Sure. Yeah.
Waterloo.
I don't think it can be in the past.
You can't. But I think he wants a place to be.
I would say, if we're talking just straight up places, a labyrinth would be good.
Oh.
Any labyrinth?
What about the famous...
A laboratory would be good.
The Minoan labyrinth.
A laboratory.
What about a lab that develops pizzas?
A lavatory?
Nobody would expect you to have a pizza in a bathroom and wrap.
Oh. Pizza Hut.
Pretty insane.
Bathrooms.
Yeah.
In terms of real places, I feel like it would have to be a place where like a lot of like... They just get a lot of like foot traffic.
Or sure. Like there are a lot of dancers.
Like a lot, maybe like a lot. Like there's this place in DC called Jumbo Slice.
Damn.
Where pizza sucks, but it's just like you get really big slices of pizza, and like it's just like there's no seating. It's just like a place where you like go up to a counter and order.
Yeah, yeah.
And like it's always loud in there, so they wouldn't care if like you filmed a video.
Damn. But I like that. Yeah, if it's loud, you could probably film a rap video and it'll be fine.
It's got to be like a really loud like kind of place where you get a slice really quick, I think.
And they just blast rap beats all the time, so you can just rap over them.
Now that I'm thinking, I have eaten pizza. I've ordered and eaten pizza on an Amtrak train before.
What?
I'm going to say an Amtrak
train. Can you rap on an
Weird.
Amtrak train?
You can definitely rap on an Amtrak
With
train.
Maybe, but...
It's so funny that out of all the things you could have... I got, like, ramen noodles when I was on an Amtrak once.
Yeah.
It's just funny that you got pizza thinking it might be okay.
Yeah.
Was it just frozen pizza?
It wasn't terrible.
Was it just regular frozen pizza?
No, it was, like, a little, like personal size.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Was it good?
I was on an Amtrak with, like, prepared food.
Great. Yeah,
it's fine.
Some of them do, yeah.
There was one, I was on one that like, it had a snack car, which was nice, and there were meals, and the meals were bad.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been on an Amtrak before.
I love Amtrak.
Wow, dude, you must like not get around.
Wow.
Yeah.
When it comes to
an
filming
Amtrak.
A rap video.
That's a good answer.
A good place to eat a pizza. that isn't a place to eat and order it.
What?
For the rap video.
A good place to eat the pizza.
A good place to film the rap video.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
but not a place where you did order and eat the pizza there.
Right.
Just a regular ass place.
Because if you already ate it, good luck eating
it's
it again.
The more loose of the two answers.
It would probably be like a fucking taco shop.
Fort Knox.
That'd be cool.
That's a good one.
I'm going to go ahead and say Babylon.
Babylon. Wait, I thought you guys said we couldn't do in the past.
Oh, yeah. Well, Babylon.
Babylon is still there. We just don't know where.
Yeah, I'd say the Gaza Strip.
Yeah, it'd be amazing if you found Babylon and ate pizza and filmed a rap video there.
Go to fucking Jerusalem, like modern day Jerusalem, and just eat pizza and film a rap video there.
That's pretty good.
I'm sure people will appreciate it.
It's not as cool as finding Babylon. Your first answer.
Yeah. Babylon, I think, was a better answer.
A good untouchable.
Babylonian.
Sure, Doug. And in terms of, there's a place in Morton Grove. This is a real answer, ooh, like all your guys's.
Talking about Burt's?
Literally Burt's.
I want to go there so bad.
I went there with my uncle a few times, and it was so
nutty.
We were
talking about that, how we wanted to go up there. We should go up there.
The Burt's?
I have 100%. Burt's Pizza's so very good. My uncle lives in Morton Grove, so I would go with him there. It's just a little place. Burt will occasionally just
come out. Is
that
your uncle who's... come
Uncle
over
Chuck, yeah. That particular
cool
uncle.
Shouts
out, I got a cool uncle.
I like that guy.
Shouts out
Uncle
Chuck.
Chuck. Yeah, dude, Uncle Chuck is the coolest. He was there when we got the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck. I guess those are my answers. What about you, Adam?
Obviously, the best answer is in a Vatican City.
So
Vatican.
What? Not any specific one though.
Okay, yeah. we're not in a vacuum here.
Okay,
vacuuming.
That's true. There are other factors that have to apply to this, like what people think of the Vatican City. So you're eating a pizza. You're doing a rap video. I don't know. I said a lot during everyone else's answers, trying to
just spitballing.
I think Fort Knox would be cool.
Fort Knox would be great.
Yeah, that's actually a sick answer.
Inside the secret vault. In Mount Rushmore, maybe the Oval Office.
Damn.
It'd be cool if like Obama filmed a rap video and ate pizza.
You kind of want to go to like kind of like closed off government areas. What about Area 51?
Yeah, the Fort Knox is cool because there's gold everywhere and that's pimp.
Yeah, but it's definitely like a closed down government area. What about,
you could go to parts of it, just probably not the parts with gold.
Doesn't mean it's not the coolest place.
You could go on a tour there and do it.
Area 51 would probably be like the coolest place to do it.
I heard recently that 80% of the land in Nevada is owned by the federal government.
80%.
Ooh. 80%.
That's fucked up.
So what?
So what?
Adam, what about a real establishment that that serves and...
I don't know. That part seems boring to me. Pizza Hut.
Which one?
Yeah, which one?
Hollywood.
Hollywood's one? Pig Pizza.
The Hollywood Pizza Hut.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, there you go. Good luck on your rap video.
Yeah, good job, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks.
Next question is from Jake. We got three more questions. Green is my favorite color.
Green?
Green.
Green.
That's not a question.
That's mine too.
Green is also the color of envy.
No.
Envy is a sin.
Yikes.
What type of treatment would you recommend to convert my sinful mind?
You gotta shave it.
Shave your mind.
Head to a barber.
Go to a doctor. Almost doctor, a barber.
Yeah, go to a barber. Get a barber. Shave for your mind.
Shave your mind.
That question was way easier to answer than I thought.
Shave your mind and your
really
ass will follow.
Fuck. Oh, wait, hold on 1 second. We actually have more questions. I forgot one. So we just answered that. Thank you, Jake. Logan.
Logie.
Low.
Logie Berra.
Logie Bear.
Get low.
This is a fuck, marry, kill question, which we got really into on tour one time, Evan. But
yeah, that's
just
right.
Strange answers.
Oh, I hate these.
No, but... it's good. Guy Fieri, Chris Matthews, Hardball fame, and Eddie Murphy as Norbit.
Can Norbit only say what he said in Norbit?
Yes. Yes.
He only has those actions and thoughts. So he won't even know I'm there because I wasn't in Norbit.
Wait, who was the second one?
Chris Matthews?
Chris Matthews.
He was on a show, Anthony said.
Definitely marry Chris Matthews.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't even remember who that is.
he's rich and he's funny and smart.
Yeah, I guess so, man. So what about...
Kill Norbit. So I guess there's my answer.
I think all of us are going to say kill Norbit because that's mine too. I actually have a slightly inverted version of yours. Kill Eddie Murphy as Norbit. Cause it's a bad movie.
fuck Chris Matthews because I feel like he'd be fiery in the sack.
And more fiery than Fieri?
More than Guy Fieri?
Damn.
Well, Guy Fieri, I think, would be a slug in the sack. but I think Chris Matthews would just be like, ah!
You know, nice.
Just like, a hub.
Just like down for whatever.
He could probably tell me about like Harvard or some shit if he went there.
Damn. Yeah, probably. And I would actually marry Guy Fieri because as horrifying as he might seem to people, that guy would always be down to eat at the most fun places and it'd be like, yeah, dude, I'll eat wherever with you. And we'd just be fat, and we'd just be fat and weird together.
Oh,
but that's the
most important part.
Yeah. What about you, Adam?
I agree with Evans. I would probably marry Chris Matthews, kill Norbit, and fuck
Rough Norbit.
There's really no good answer to this, is there?
If I married Chris Matthews, I could also be introduced to a lot of cool people.
It's true. Like,
ooh.
Kathleen Matthews, his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think you would meet his wife if you married him?
I don't know, like John Ashcroft.
The whole gang at MSNBC.
I wonder if you could introduce me to Radiohead.
There you go.
Ooh. That'd be so
Radiohead.
Introduce you to Radiohead. What about you, John?
I'd go some summits.
No, could Eddie Murphy as Norbit take off, like, become Eddie Murphy again, or is he stuck as Norbit?
No, he's Norbit.
He's Norbit, and he can only have the thoughts and actions. Okay,
what is Norbit again? I haven't seen Norbit.
Norbit is a movie about a little gumball guy.
Literally that.
Like, what is he? What?
I have no idea what
it's not
about.
A movie where he wears a fat suit, right?
He's Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
He has an afro.
Let's meet the Fockers.
Okay. I'll probably kill him then because I don't know who Norbit is, so I wouldn't feel bad about it.
There you go.
No, if don't hurt you, can't know about it.
I don't know. I would probably just do what Evan did.
Fuck
Guy Fieri because
Evan had the obvious right answer.
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of people would like to hear the story of how I fucked Guy Fieri.
Yeah. It's very true.
And then I would marry Chris Matthews because he could introduce me to a lot of cool people. MSNBC, Microsoft, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, the foundation, all of them.
Evergate. Watergate.
Watergate.
Deflategate.
John
Deflategate.
We haven't talked about that nearly enough.
What about John Gata, the guy who did the special effects for The Matrix, I think?
Gates of Babylon.
Gators.
Gator.
Gates anyway, of heaven.
Gatorade.
Thanks for your insightful question, Logan. This next question is from Justin.
Justin.
From fucking Million Dollar Corporation. Shouts
Justin.
Out.
Justin.
I'm going to hold my mic up like this.
Oh, you mean Jerome?
All right. Yeah, Jerome Quant.
Oh. Quanti.
Here's his question. What did kids make fun of you for in high school? If presuming they made fun of you.
I was too hot. Obviously,
too sexual, too hypersexual.
That easy to be that hot.
Damn.
Can't say it enough.
I was too much of a nerd.
Did any of you guys get made fun of by anyone in high school?
No.
Not really.
Not really.
I think that time.
You hear that? We're the elitist podcast.
Someone said, like, screw you. And I said, isn't. Fuck off.
Everything was fine.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys,
that was the principal in me.
Bullying was, as far as I could see, was completely non-existent in pretty much in my entire school experience.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who was like beat up, not gang related.
For sure bullied in grade school.
Yeah.
And I was made fun of a lot because we had a class of 15 and I was a teacher's son in middle school.
Yeah.
So of course, and I was just like a fucking twerp.
All right. Here's the thing is if you're going to hold the mic, you can't just like wave around up by your eye while you talk.
Thanks.
Sorry. Called out.
God damn it. But in high school, I was certainly more popular than I was before that. But I did get made fun of for acting gay sometimes. Just like being vaguely feminine.
Mm. See, now people would think that's like cool.
Yeah, like that's fine now.
And like, no, cool.
And like, you go, girl, to me. That was definitely a thing in high school. I was also made fun of a lot for having bigger breasts than some men. like not quite fat, but just I had like bigger breasts.
Perky.
Yeah, I had like perky breasts. I don't know. That's it for me. You guys didn't really get made fun of for anything?
Not like not regularly, really. Like not this for a while. Like there was like a kid who like kept calling, who called me Bo Sausage for a while. And he was like, and then one day he was like, hey, you don't mind that I call you Bo Sausage, do you? And I was like, no, definitely not. And he was like, all right, cool. And he was really nice about it.
That is it.
There you go.
Hey, what's up, Bo Sausage? Hey, you don't mind if I call you Bo Sausage, do you?
No, I don't mind. Actually, I enjoy it.
Cool. I mean, I was like a fucking nerd in high school, but I only like saw and hung out with nerds. So like I didn't really.
Yeah, it's the same way with me.
And I wasn't like aggressively uncool in public. I was just like I would keep it to like my own group of friends.
Yeah, I feel that.
I was a nerd and I loved like Jackass, and I did a lot of dangerous fun things.
I was a young pyro.
That was pretty much it.
Young pyro.
When I was in middle school, so that was a pretty cool thing to be.
I was
a young technic.
I was within the shortest quarter of my class.
Quarter.
In
what does that mean?
Middle school.
In terms of like dick length.
Like the lowest 25% of height.
Oh.
And so, like, I got teased for being short, but that was the thing where, like, all the short kids were just kind of like...
Did they call you short stuff?
Whatever. No, it was just
did
like...
Did they call you shrimp back? Fucker?
That just meant that I could run really fast. Like, everyone who was short at my school could just run really fast. So, like, we all did really well in track and, like, soccer.
Did you mean track?
In middle school I was.
Were you a late bloomer or an early bloomer?
Medium.
I was a late bloomer.
Yeah.
I have no idea if I was late or early.
I had the same voice I have now when I was in like sixth grade. So for a while I had a low voice and then everyone's got lower.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
But I don't mind.
I feel like we've adequately answered that one.
Yeah. Because I was hot, people mainly made fun of me by like objectifying me.
Damn, you're so hot.
Damn.
I know.
Some things never change.
Anthony, God.
Justin,
I can't go one day without hearing about it.
Oh, boy. Justin actually sent us another question while we were talking.
All right.
That's a good one, too. What's your favorite alternative truth video?
What the fuck does that mean?
I assume means like 9/11 was...
I found out about a really insane conspiracy this week.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. I love it. It's conspiracy that... Katy Perry is actually JonBenet Ramsey.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
It actually makes sense. Because they're both girls.
And the dude kind of like digs into their parents a little bit. And he like really runs with the fact that both of them have bald dads.
What's this guy's name?
I don't know what his name is.
JonBenet who?
Ramsey?
JonBenet was a kidnapped kid.
Yeah, it was a kid who was... Like,
it's a kid who got gone.
Beauty pageant kid.
Who was killed, yeah.
That's such a crazy idea.
It was never solved.
Oh, Katy Perry's Anastasia.
that is a very good answer.
Did you guys hear about the new Harper Lee book?
Yeah.
I think it's maybe a run for Harper Lee's money because she's old and in ill health.
Yeah. Why would they get her money?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. You said it.
Better than somebody else's money.
It just seems suspicious.
Yeah, but why would she?
Seems a little auspicious.
If not her money, someone else's money.
Yeah, she's not going to buy all the copies of it. We are.
Yeah. well, I think Harper. There's a chance because Harper Lee is so old that they're going to fuck with her in the contract or something like that, and that she's not really going to get barely any money, and she won't know because she's so fucking old and doesn't understand anything.
Or the
that's kids. More so what I'm talking or the, about. Okay. Receiving the money that she should have.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Where the kids are heavily involved.
Definitely. Which is that's fine. Very suspicious.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm suspicious, but I don't. I mean, of course they're trying to make as much money as possible on this book.
Definitely.
And if people want to read it, makes sense to publish it. Why not?
I guess, that definitely makes it all right.
I didn't even realize she was alive still until I heard that.
Yeah,
this week.
She's like 88.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a couple octets.
100%.
Eight.
I think my favorite conspiracy.
I never said it was base 10.
Or like alternative base 10 jokes. I think I think anything, it would have to be anything like involving like Lil B in the Illuminati or like Jay-Z in the Illuminati. Yeah. I love Illuminati and celebrities, I love reptilian race.
Yeah, you were just talking about reptilian overlords.
I love racing
week.
Iguanas.
Yeah. 100%. So I'd say any of that. I'm trying to plow through this. What about you, Adam?
My favorite conspiracy theory? Was that the question?
Alternative truth.
Oh, did they say video?
Yeah, it wasn't video in there.
They did say video.
So. Oh, okay.
Oh, the spirit science, complete world or human history video is
fucking
the
Spencer,
best.
Spencer informed me on that. Or you. I forgot which one of you.
I don't know. I showed Spencer, probably showed you.
Yeah, definitely.
Trevor Thies showed me. He's a guy.
Shouts out.
I saw a video today, actually today.
Wow.
That it was one of those videos like where somebody takes like a dollar bill and like shows you like the Twin Towers burning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like shows you like New World Order and like the Pentagon.
Yeah.
This was insane. They folded up the dollar in such a way where they could make a triangle, and they drew the triangle. They pulled it away. No, it was like a house shape. And then they like took the house shape away and like filled in the gaps to make it a triangle. And they were like, look, Illuminati. And then they like made it into a pentagram. They're like, pentagram.
Oh.
All from just like tracing the outside of a dollar that looked like a house shape because they folded it up weird.
I will say this. Obviously, that's ridiculous. That's complete malarkey. Like just folding it into different.
But that's not my favorite.
What is your favorite?
That I can think of right now. Probably. I don't like the documentary that much. Room 237.
I love Room 237, even though it's very silly.
I can't get through it.
Is that the?
But I do like. You can watch
The Shining.
The video of the guy who says that The Shining is Stanley Kubrick trying to tell everyone that he was the guy who filmed the moon landings. Like that, you can find on YouTube, and it's like a 30-minute thing. Yeah. And
definitely,
like he lays out every single reason why he thinks it's this way, and most of them are just crazy. Like just putting two things together that just do not go together.
100%.
Just like making all these assumptions, but that's a pretty entertaining one.
I understand why anyone would hate it. I love it. One, just because it's Shining related, and two, because I love when people read into anything too much.
Yeah,
I love that in English class too.
Like the documentary is just like it's just too many theories back to back where I'm just like okay.
I think it's a blast. I love that it's that crazy.
When I watched it, I was like sitting there watching it. We may have talked about this on the podcast a while ago, but whatever.
Sure,
it seems familiar. But I was sitting there watching, like waiting for it to start,
mm-hmm.
because it was just clips of The Shining and people talking. And then after like 20 minutes, I was just like, oh, this is a whole movie. Like they did not film anything for this movie. But I will say about the And I will say about the conspiracy of Stanley Kubrick shooting the moon landing stuff and then being like, look, they had the kid wearing an Apollo sweater. He was trying to hint at it. Let's say he didn't film the Apollo landing, which is probably true.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden, there's the Apollo the moon landing, and there's footage of it, and everyone was just like, dang, like, you probably filmed that because it's so convincing. You would just be like, this is awesome. Everyone assumes I did it because it's so good.
Because it's so good.
Why would you not perpetuate that?
And if you look at 2001, A Space Odyssey, which is some of the most bafflingly good footage considering it was made in the 60s.
The cinematography of the moon landings was insane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Anyway.
I think Wes Anderson did it.
Guaranteed.
Could be. Could be.
Anyway, that's Kubrick. All our questions, guys.
Kubrick.
Kubrick? Wait, Johnny doesn't like bricks. Johnny hates bricks.
No,
Johnny
Brick from like Anchorman.
Bricks. Oh, sorry. Kubrick from Anchorman?
Kubrick. Stanley Two Bricks.
Hey, Adam, how much time do we got on the podcast?
We're at 103, hour 3.
I think.
When do you have to leave?
Relatively soon. I have to make an errand to Second City. So I think like.
When does it have to be done by?
Well, I know it's probably going to take some time for you to pack up. They have a show. This is so boring for anyone who's listening.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah,
insight into our lives.
Yeah.
They have a show in the Up Comedy Club where the laptop I have to get is at 8:00. So I just have to like be at Second City probably like 10 minutes before the show or something like that. But I know it's going to take you a little bit of time to pack up. So I'd say
because
like,
I have to be
done in like 10
I have
minutes.
To be somewhere at 8.
Yeah. So I'm saying let's go there sooner than that.
Okay.
I thought 8:30.
No, I have to be somewhere at 8. Practice at 8:30. I have to be somewhere else at 8.
Okay. Let's maybe, I don't mean to make this such a brief podcast, but we probably got 10 more minutes. Let's probably talk about what we've been up to and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
The zone that we're in. That was a healthy amount of questions.
Yeah.
What about you, Adam? What you been up to, man?
I've been up to my neck
in shit.
I'm sick of this shit. And I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, frankly.
That's right.
Damn. It's been good knowing you, bro.
Johnny?
Please answer the question.
All right, good answer.
You've always been so horrible at this.
Oh, I don't like it. It's hard. Sorry, it's so hard to think of it. What have I been doing? Here's just like a fun, because I want to answer it in not like a very personal way.
I love answering it in a personal way.
Well, you can do that, and I can talk about how I played the video game Fez, and it's really good, and I'm sure everyone who would have played it has probably already played it, because it's pretty old. But it's really good, and it's like, if you haven't played it, but you've seen that documentary, which is all I have done, Indie Game the Movie, it's like a game where it's a 2D side-scroller, but you hit the button and you can shift perspective, but then everything is flat on each perspective, so two things that are like at an angle can be next to each other, and there's puzzles that way. But then it gets really interesting the further you get. It becomes like Myst. I have like two pages of notes trying to decipher these two, like a number and letter system in the game.
It's really,
really cool. I had no idea it was going to be like that when I started. And it's very fun. And it's like acid because it fucking alters my mind.
Damn, Adam.
Like, I will never look at the world the same.
Cool.
You for sure do acid.
I definitely do acid.
Shit.
What's your guys' favorite type of acid?
Fucking big acetone. Acid dotes.
Mine's gastric.
I think stomach acid. Stomach acid is by far my favorite acid.
I like acids that have tetra in the name.
Damn, tetra acid. Big acid.
Just like Pepsi, that might
Tetris
be acidic.
Is a good acid. Cola. Video game. Fuck.
Is that it, Adam?
I don't know. Same old. Been working on music and stuff.
Love it.
It's been good. Got a show.
Oh yeah,
coming up. I think this episode will be out after the show. I have one. There's one the 7th, and there's another one the 27th.
Who are you playing with?
Namdi. The one the 7th is just me, Namdi, and Seth doing mostly stuff from Despondent. And then the 27th that you can actually hear about and go to because of this podcast. That one, it's like at some venue. Kohl's?
Oh, Kohl's Bar.
It's at Kohl's Bar.
The 7th one is at Friend Zone, right?
Yeah.
Word.
And it's at Kohl's Bar, and it's Booty Band. It's the full band.
Booty Band.
And it should be good.
Damn.
Getting ready for those. I've been practicing and writing and getting to know the Shule songs better.
Oh, really?
Because I want to have my homework done by the time that starts. Same. I don't want to show up and be like, well, I just got to go home and learn the songs now.
Yeah, 100%.
That'd be stupid.
The goal is writing. But that's really cool that all that's happening.
Yeah, and thinking about getting a tattoo. No, I'm just kidding.
I guess carrying on about the Shule stuff, I'll go next. Fucking just came back from a very, very fun poetry tour with Spencer. Shouts out. Danny, shouts out. Andy Holstein, shouts out. Off our little book together, Luck.
Snowpocalypse cast and tour.
It was very fun. We had a blast. And one of the dates got canceled, and even that day was great. And we still came
Which
out of
date?
It swinging.
Where?
East Lansing.
Oh, I feel like that'd be the worst one to get canceled because I don't know anyone who like has ties there. I went on that tour.
A lot of Island of Mr. Toys people out there, and also Danny and I. That was one of the most successful ones on our last little poetry outing.
Oh.
So, but that got canceled by the snow. But we stayed in a Red Roof Inn and watched the Super Bowl at Hooters. Oh,
so that's kind of like a Pizza Hut if it's a Red Roof.
Definitely.
Film your video there.
But that tour was extremely fun. Besides that, just fucking not much island action happening right now. I have a little meeting this week with people who are putting our album art together. Shule stuff, still got to meet up with you guys, but kind of have to put certain things on the back burner while I have to do these Second City shows coming up.
Just maybe we should meet at a pizza place when we do meet.
Strictly. Only at a pizza place.
Yeah.
Fucking Babylon. But have a Second City show on February 7th at 4 p.m. It's a matinee show.
Oh!
Have like a director showcase with Second City on Friday at like 4 p.m. again. And have one, sadly, on Valentine's Day that I had to take. Luckily, it's just an hour out of my day. So
you're going to be busy like every 4:20.
Seems like it.
Dang.
That's when I do acid.
Yeah, besides
Come
that.
Come on.
Besides that, going to see a movie tonight, hopefully.
A movie?
Interstellar?
I think we're going to go see The Imitation Game. Is Interstellar still in theaters?
I think so. I think, but you have to see it in 70 mil, which means you have to see it at either Navy Pier or Regal Lincolnshire.
Damn, that's on fleek. Yeah, we'll see about that.
It's in the cut.
Damn. But all that's happening, which is really great.
He's going to see a movie, Road to the Oscars. Can't just say nothing about it.
Watch it happen.
Who's going to get the gold?
Oh, goodness.
Joaquin Phoenix.
But, yeah. What about you, Evan?
Doing pretty good.
What?
What?
That doesn't sound like the Evan I know.
You
space, do bad.
It's like a Space Ghost episode.
You so hate.
Yikes.
Sowing a lot of hate, haven't you, Evan?
Finally getting paid for an old thing I did a long time ago.
Finally.
So that's cool. Dang, I won a spelling bee last week.
Yeah.
Is that
I didn't even talk about
the thing
spelling
you're finally going to get paid for?
Huh? I finally got paid like 10 minutes after I won that thing. It was ridiculous. So that was fun. I got a little trophy.
Spelling bee, I didn't even mention spelling bee was a total blast. And success.
And yeah, great success.
Yeah.
Great success. I'm playing some GoldenEye. I'm working my way through 00 Agent.
Big head.
Yeah. Although my copy of Majora's Mask disappeared, and if any of our listeners out there took it, let me know.
I also
want to
throw in my copy of Ocarina of Time also disappeared, so I think somebody came to our apartment and
I'll let that band call the cops now.
So let me know so I can come ram a fist down your throat.
Oh!
It's called kicking your ass.
Or you can kiss my ass.
And it's on the upswing that I'm going to hit
come
you.
Come on back.
Uppercuts only, this guy.
Do not be offended. I'm going to start getting ready for this thing.
Holy cow.
Anthony's going to start getting ready.
Wow.
You should see his pump up routine. His
pump up kicks.
All the little kids. And their
about does
fucked
it for me.
Up dreams.
How you doing, John? John?
You got a new quiver.
Yeah, it's great. I've also played a little bit of N64. Not as much as Evan. I
classic gamers.
Played a lot.
That's right.
We had a really fun night a couple nights ago where we had just a bunch of people over and we just played N64 drinking games, which I have done in a while.
It started as Drunkio Kart, and then it just turned into every game, kind of.
Yeah, I had a ton of fun, though.
Majora's Acid. Why your Majora's Mask could be gone.
Majora's Big Acid Trip.
Because I figured, like, oh, he's probably just lost it, but then it's like, oh, no, you had an N64, like, drinking party. Like, of course someone could have taken it.
Well, no, it was missing before that.
Oh.
Well before that.
Well, the clues are falling apart in my hands.
I've been putting in more of an effort to be a better, or to write music more often.
Better marksman.
And trying to finally get this album that I've been working on for a long time all outlined and figured out. That would be cool.
Three-act structure?
It's a concept album about the craziest sci-fi thing you can think of.
It's called Zim Zoom. Wow.
It's called
Star Trek meets Star Wars.
It's called Zumzor's Galaxian. And it's about Zumzar and how he was really good at the game Galaxian on the T-83.
It sounds honestly like a
Galaxia.
Or Galaxia.
I can't wait.
Phoenix. He's really good at Phoenix.
I can't wait to hear the rising action and denouement of this album.
Sorry, that means you play Galaxia.
Oh, yeah. Like on Galaxy?
And he was on acid. That's a twist. It was just a regular guy on acid.
Wow. Twist. Wow. You just spoiled the end of the album.
Fuck. What else?
It's like an Acid Mother's Temple album.
My phone has been... I went outside today and shoveled out my car. It took a long time because there's a lot of snow. And my phone is now stuck in dock mode.
Ooh, I've been there. Oh! You just gotta wait for your little thing to dry out.
Yeah, so... What I mean, I can still use it and, like, my phone's at least smart enough to be like, if I don't want to be in dock mode, it won't make me. But, like, it'll still have a thing at the top being like, when do you want to come back to dock mode? Because you're in dock mode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I dropped my phone in the snow the other day, and that happened to me, too.
How long did it last?
Like a snowflake, but a phone.
I think it just kind of, like, turned it off for a couple hours and then turned it back on, and it was fine.
Got it.
Boom.
If you need phone help.
I'm in phone hell right now.
Whoa.
Listen to us on Tech Talk.
Oh, yeah, a Roundup
the
podcast.
The Roundup, yeah.
BHS
We're going to talk about all the sizzle points of the episode.
And all the snizzle, the snizzle points.
We're going to talk about what's confusing, maybe.
And the host is Chris Hardwick.
And we're going to take calls from Chris Hardwick. He's the only guy he's allowed to call in.
We're all going
to
marry Chris Matthews.
He's the host.
And it's called Talking Feeling.
It's called
Hawaiian Talking.
Talking with Hawaiians.
At midnight. Might... Night.
It's called I Wish I May, I Wish I Might Not.
Yeah, and it's just like
I Wish I May, I Wish I Might Not.
Oh,
the suit is not black. Pretty good.
Dude, two Borat quotes in one episode.
Synchron.
Killing it.
We're funny.
And we're dunny.
And we're dunny.
Anthony, we got to do the ending.
Yeah, Anthony, you have to come back for this.
This is so important.
This is going to sound shitty with three people.
Sorry. Yeah, it's just going to sound bad.
You ready?
Yeah.
Grongar!
By night, Hassan Issaba, like a civilized wolf in a turban, stretches out on a parapet above the garden and glares at the sky, conning the asterisms of heresy in the mindless, cool desert air. True, in this myth, some aspirant disciples may be ordered to fling themselves off the ramparts into the black, but also true that some of them will learn to fly like sorcerers. The emblem circle, lost to history, but embedded or imprinted in consciousness. The old man flits like a ghost into tents of kings and bedrooms of theologians, past all locks and guards, with forgotten Muslim ninja